When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Robin Witten is the founder of Audiophile. She's with me this week, and we're talking good books to listen to as the summer folds on. Hi, Robin.
Hello.
So we've had three mysteries, one history.
I'm still in the mystery bent.
Yes.
But again, a long-running series. I guess that's a theme here. And this is Castle Shade by Laurie R. King, read by Jenny Sterlin. Mm. And this is one of the Mary Russell, wife of Sherlock Holmes, mysteries. And this is a series that I have always wanted to listen to. And I am so excited that I had a chance to listen in on this one. It started me off, and I'm going to go back to all the previous.
Right, but I know there are tons, and you feel like you could just drop into this one and be completely fine.
Oh, yes. I mean, what happens is you drop into Transylvania with Mary Russell and her husband, Sherlock Holmes. It's so clear what the relationship is. And Russell is quite an interesting character. But I feel like, oh, now I want to know all of her other escapades because she's so capable, but she can obviously get herself into all kinds of tangles.
Conceptually, I think this series is so smart because, you know, when we think about Sherlock Holmes, the most unlikely man in the world to think of as a husband. But in the character of Mary Russell, Laurie R. King really created a character that makes perfect sense.
Yes.
With Sherlock Holmes. And they add to each other, which is very nice.
Yeah, very interesting. The relationship of this couple. Here is Russell, who is 25 years Holmes's junior. And
yeah, I don't like that part so much. But
well, but
it's a personal thing.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, she's a lot younger and he, but the two of them in this, there's just a tremendous amount of personality. Mm-hmm. And Jenny Sterlin has done all of the audiobooks in the series. And if you want to go back, I think the first one is The Beekeeper's Apprentice, which must have been how their relationship started, I'm guessing. I don't know, but I guess I'm going to go back and find out.
She is very good in this. And longtime narrators of a series just can bring so much to the table because, you know, it's like having a really good dinner with old friends. And, you know, there's a comfort level there, but you don't know which way the conversation's going to go. It's not like it's predictable, but it's comfortable.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I should say a little bit, we should talk a little bit about the plot here, because I do think that people who like fantasy and vampires will enjoy this because it's set in Romania, Transylvania. It's set at Castle Bran. And that is a true fortress of towers that is known as Dracula's Castle. So it's a real place. We learn all about the architecture. There are all these superstitions and various things in the village of what the townspeople think has been going on with hauntings and possible vampire. And it's so cleverly done.
Well, why don't we hear a little?
Yes. Russell awakes from a nightmare, but it is foreshadowing everything about their arrival in Transylvania.
This is Castle Shade by Laurie R. King, read by Jenny Sterlin.
I ripped myself from the fever dream somewhere west of Ljubljana. My face was pressed up to a window, as it had been in the dream. Outside was the same mist-soaked night, the same eerie glow of a full moon. I jerked upright, and thrust out my hands, turning them over, back and front. But even in the near dark, I could see they were perfectly clean. There were no red and dripping stains gloving the skin. And no wolves, I thought, chasing after the smell of blood on my hands. The pack's vivid howls merged into the distant rise and fall of a passing train's whistle, while my horse-drawn carriage and its sinister driver became, reluctantly, an aged train compartment behind a steam-powered engine.
You see, I have to say, that's a little too spooky for me. I just, vampires scare the hell out of me. I mean, I really can never read or listen or have anything to do with them.
Well,
because I get too scared.
Yeah, but, and they're known as, I learned a new word, strigoi. Those are vampires.
That doesn't make them happy. That doesn't make me any happier.
No, I know. It's not going to make you any happier. But I think for listeners who think that this might be a traditional Sherlock Holmes mystery, because Mr. Rational Sherlock Holmes, and Russell is also as rational, you know, they're not having anything to do with this vampire idea. But it is cleverly done.
Oh, and it's a smart thing to do with Sherlock Holmes, completely.
It's just a really delightful series, I think. And to pick this up, the castle shade as in ghosts, a shade, that kind of a shade. I didn't quite understand the title for a while, but once you listen, you do.
Thank you. I wasn't getting that either. Thank you. Okay. So that is Castle Shade by Laurie R. King, and it's read by Jenny Sterlin. Robin, thank you so much. You had great suggestions this week.
Well, it was an interesting mix, but great summer listening.
Definitely. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you next month.
We will, Joe. Thanks.
Behind the Mic is supported by Graphic Audio, a movie in your mind. Try a radically different audiobook. Dramatized adaptations produced with a full cast, cinematic music, and sound effects. Action-adventure genres like fantasy, sci-fi, comics, horror, westerns, and more. Find out all about them at graphicaudio.net. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, and Ellen Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor. The music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.